Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And again, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Got a COVID update, and want to talk a little bit about heart health. And since that's one of my favorite organs, have at it. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you. So I thought today we would just not dwell as much on the COVID picture, but I do want to say that the numbers are looking good for the county, and we expect to be dropped down from the purple tier into the red tier in any day now. I am anticipating that, and of course that will mean that a number of activities will be loosened up, including, inside restaurant dining with restrictions as to the volume of people that can be in the restaurant. But I think that that is one of the things that should be opening up. And we'll have to see what specifically the health officer allows in his order, and that may come out on Friday. Also, I just wanted to mention that this week in the Miller Report, I'm going to talk about the various variants that people are probably hearing about of the COVID virus. And I think that it's a little bit more than we can go into now, but just to say that while these variations in the virus are important on a global scale, certainly from an epidemiologic perspective, I don't think that they make a big difference in terms of an individual and an individual's risk. From a global perspective, even a few percentage points difference one way or the other makes a huge difference if you're talking about hundreds of millions of people. The next week, I'm going to talk in the Miller Report about the vaccines. I know that people have raised some new concerns about vaccination, and I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about how the vaccines work and how they are safe and effective, including still being effective despite the various variants that are being selected for globally. So any questions about COVID before we talk a little bit about heart health?
No, I think we do enough COVID, Doctor, in my morning newscast. So let's talk about our hearts.
Yes, well, I just wanted to put out there a reminder that there are other things that we need to remember about in terms of our health. And last month was Heart Health, the American Heart Association Heart Health Month. And now that we're having this wonderful weather outside, I hope that people take advantage of that to get out and walk around, hike, take advantage of the wonderful climate that we have and that we enjoy living on the coast. And that's important because we've all seen that we're gaining weight because of our inactivities, well, most of us, I should say, not all of us. I've certainly put on a few extra pounds. And as we remember that we want to avoid those illnesses such as diabetes and heart disease, we need to get out and exercise and eat right. I think the strain and stress of COVID and the constant talking about it has led many of us to probably eat for stress instead of eat for health. And I think that that's an important thing to think about at this time as well. Hopefully, some of the gyms like CV Star will be able to open up in the near future and give that as an opportunity. But even just walking along the headlands or something, I think, is an important thing. And it also clears the mind. You know, I think that's another part of this, is that as we all are very fatigued about thinking about COVID and this pandemic, getting out and reminding ourselves that there is a bigger world out there, and looking at the ocean always helps me anyway.
I took my walk yesterday along the coastal trail, and I can certainly tell you that's exactly what I did. I just forgot about everything, and it was a great walk.
Good.
All right. Dr. Miller, thanks very much for being with us here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.